Tennessee Democrats say they're still not sold on the benefits of potentially outsourcing thousands of state jobs at college campuses, parks, and prisons. They're calling for yet another round of analysis on the proposal, even though two so far have found it could save the state more than $35 million a year. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
State officials were the first to estimate what Tennessee could save from privatizing jobs currently done by public employees. Then Nashville-based Kraft CPAs stepped in. And after reviewing the state's calculations for several weeks, the firm decided Governor Bill Haslam's administration was more or less correct. But that doesn't satisfy Memphis Senator Lee Harris. He wants an out-of-state firm brought in to take a third look.
Because these entanglements, the ones that are right there in front of us, really undermine the credibility of the review.
The entanglements he's referring to are the work Kraft has done for Haslam's campaign and the donations some Kraft employees have made to it. Democrats say those connections call Kraft's independence into question. That's a charge Haslam rejects.
Kraft, I think, is one of the most respected CPA firms here in the state, and they don't need this work for their business.
State officials add Kraft was the only qualified bidder on the project, and they say the governor had no role in its selection. But Democrats' complaints may at least be slowing the process of outsourcing. After a year's debate, the Haslam administration still has not made a final decision. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.